Hello, I'm Anita Guidra.
And I'm Don McMahon. Welcome to How Did I End Up Here? A soft Irish rain production for Highland Radio about people from all over the world who, like us, have made Donegal their home. There's a company in Silicon Valley that will only hire software engineers that are also musicians. They tried to recruit the subject of today's show, but he was drawn to Donegal.
Oh, hey. Hey, Bridge, Kajama Tabs here.
Come on. Your usual, I take it?
Pinta, get a slip of hallway.
So, hi, I'm Howard Chu. I'm from Los Angeles. How did I end up here? Mostly I came here pursuing fiddle music and decided to stay.
All right, so it's a Friday night. We're here in Hootie Bags and Bun Bag in the heart of Gweedore. It's the weekly, the Friday night session. And you can see a crowd of the regulars and a couple of visitors from further away. It's not yet as packed as it would be at the height of the season.
Life began. I was born in Taiwan. And then my family moved to the U.S. Before I was even a year old. So basically, you know, I grew up in the States. Very American. Very little Chinese influence left there.
Hey, Howard, give it a tune. We'll see if we manage to back you.
Oh.
Make it nice.
We'll do some nice and easy jigs.
Can jazz into for us.
Shortly after graduating as a software engineer from the University of Michigan, Howard accepted a job offer from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. So he moved to California, where he spent the next 3 years working as a systems designer for the Space Shuttle Radar Imaging System. He saw that project through to the shuttle's launch into space. Howard sang bass in choirs, madrigals, and even the occasional jazz group. And he learned the violin at school. So when he got to California, he joined a singing group. They suggested he take up the fiddle to accompany some of the songs they performed. When he was scouting around for recordings of fiddle music for inspiration, he stumbled upon the music of the Chieftains.
God, I listened to that and I was hooked. I was just instantly addicted. You know, I would sit in front of my stereo for about 2 or 3 hours a night with the Chieftains CD on auto loop, you know, just repeating over and over and over again, and I'd just sit there in front of the speakers trying to play along with it.
Soon, he was ready to perform in public.
There was a song called The Barley Mow, which it's kind of like the Ratlin Bog, where the verses just keep getting longer and longer and longer. Like the beginning is, here's good luck to the pint pot, good luck to the barley mow, jolly good luck to the pint pot, good luck to the barley mow, here's the pint pot. Half a pint jewel pot, half a jewel, quarter jewel, nipperkin, and the brown bowl. Accompanying that was a fairly simple.
Howard had another epiphany when he discovered the Alton album, The Red Crow.
And that was, again, one that I got totally hooked on. You know, that recording just from start to finish, it just stuck in my mind. And after that, I was like, gosh, I've got to get more of this, you know. And around that time, I had found a fiddle teacher in Los Angeles. So she started teaching me a little bit more about playing as a fiddle player and not as a retired violinist.
In 1995, he and some other local musicians in L.A. were invited on stage to play with the Chieftains.
Yeah, let's see. It was a couple of tunes we played, Christmas Eve and Miss Monahan's. A couple of reels. You want to hear those? All right.
The following year, he traveled to Ireland for the first time to attend the Willie Clancy Festival in Milltown, Malbec, County Clare.
That year, when I was flying out of Los Angeles, you know, California was in one of its very severe droughts, you know, so all of the landscape that I was leaving behind was just brown, right? Everything was dead. So to go from that hot, dry, and blasted brown to, you know, arriving in Ireland where it was cool and wet and everything was lush, it was just amazing. I arrived there about 2 days before the actual festival started. I arrived in Milltown, Malbec, and I just wandered through the town, just getting myself familiar with the surroundings. And at that point, it was still dead quiet. You know, there were hardly any tourists around yet, you know. And at one of the places I stopped in, I think it was the Central Bar or something, you know, I had my fiddle on my shoulder. I walked into the pub and ordered a drink. And the barman says, "Oh, you got a fiddle. Why don't you play some tunes?" I said, "Okay." And so I sat up at the bar and I was playing, and, you know, magically these more pints started coming my way. It was great. So when the festival had started and it was in full swing, you know, Milltown was just massively mobbed. I mean, it was packed wall to wall. You couldn't get anywhere. You couldn't get into these places. But whenever I showed up at this pub, the Central Bar, and I stuck my face through the door, the barman would see me, and, you know, it was like the Red Sea parted. There would be a path to the bar for me, and a pint waiting when I got there, and I could just play. It was thrilling, and you know, and everyone there was excited. You know, I mean, the entire atmosphere of the place was that way. You know. One of my favorite tunes before I'd gotten there was called The Boys of Malin. And so I was, you know, determined that I'm going to go visit Malin, you know, whatever this place turns out to be. And, you know, it's a quiet little town, but then I went further up to Malin Head, right, northernmost point in Ireland. And the seascape there was just incredible. You know, it's rocky, it's wild and rugged, and and I kind of felt that energy whenever I would play the tune.
Howard experienced that same feeling recently accompanying Patsy Dan Rogers, the King of Tory Island, in Hooties. They played The Waves of Tory, a tune he had learned years before in California, as the Islanders danced a traditional dance of the same name. 3 years after his first visit, he returned, this time to the Frankie Kennedy Winter School.
Oh, it was brilliant. You know, that was, I mean, that's, it was such an amazing experience. That's why I had to come back again the following year, the year after that. Yeah, but that is kind of where things got started, of returning to this place.
Irish traditional music, he says, is probably one of the only musical genres where it's possible to not only meet all your heroes, but to play with them.
One of my best memories from that particular year, it was New Year's Eve, and, you know, big party in this winter school, and big party down at Austin Guidor, right? And at some point, you know, we're all dispersed in the bar, and I said, okay, I'm gonna start playing some tunes, you know. So my friend and I, we pick up our fiddles and start playing. I remember we were playing this tune called The Gravel Walks, and just as we were getting into that tune, Mairéadne Weeny walked by, and I saw her walk by, and her head perked up, and she heard what we were playing, and this big smile gets on her face, and she pulls up her fiddle and she just joins in. And so that made my entire year right there. You know, it was just too perfect. So, you know, there were lots of little events just like that all throughout the week, but, you know, that kind of got me hooked and said, you know, I'm coming back again next year. I think I managed to come back, I managed to come here for 4 years in a row from 99 on, and then, you know, my work circumstances didn't quite allow for a little while. So it wasn't until 2011 that I came back again to the winter school. It was supposed to be a 2-week trip. Again, myself and a friend from Los Angeles, we're out having a great time. And after the school was over, we, took a very leisurely return trip, seeing all the sights along the way, stopping in Antrim at the Giant's Causeway and the giant rope bridge and that sort of thing. So doing all that stuff, the Bushmills Distillery and all. Yes, being very touristy. And then, so slowly coming back to Dublin. And kind of all the way up to the last minute, finally I said, Michael, you're getting on that plane yourself. I'm staying here. the thought had been in my mind for a while, it's like, wouldn't it be nice? It still wasn't very real, but it finally, at that moment, I said, yeah, I'm just gonna do it. No, it was very exhilarating. Yeah, I was, and also a bit of, gosh, why hadn't I thought of this before? Okay, well, we're in a house in Mignolec, down a little lane just by Leo's Tavern. It's a quiet, hidden little pocket of the world. And that's one of the things I like about it. It's very quiet. It's a huge contrast from where I used to live in L.A., so that's one of the things that draws me. I was pretty lucky to find a place like this fully furnished, so I brought my bags in and that was it. Straight across there, you see Crawley, essentially, right? And then there's the mountain up there. If you go up that mountain, that heads up to the Tor. I've been up there once or twice. Yeah, it's good for a hike. Sometimes the entire house is shaking, just shuddering with all the wind. Yeah, it's pretty fierce out here sometimes. The weather is a big change. L.A. is sunny like 350 days out of the year. So having days like today would be extremely out of place. But most of the time I'm working indoors, so I don't notice it that much. But I do notice that, a long run of rainy days will start to affect my mood. The other thing also just about living here is it's very close to Carrickfinn Airport.
Please have your boarding cards and photo identification available for inspection.
It was an afterthought that I realized this is actually going to be more convenient than I thought it would be. And I've been traveling a lot. In the past 2 months, I've probably flown through that airport 5 or 6 times. I've on one occasion I accidentally forgot my passport. I had arrived at the airport, walked in the front door, and said, oh geez, dashed back home and back out to the airport again. That probably took 15 minutes, so, and I was still in time for my flight. You know, I mean, I do everything over the internet, or almost everything, and I mean, it was a little challenging to get a good internet service out here, but you know, now it works pretty well, and I don't have, it's actually faster up here than it was in LA. The hardest thing for me to adjust to was where I lived, I was about a block away from a 24-hour convenience store. and I tend to work nighttime hours. So, you know, 3 or 4 a.m., I would be going out looking for a snack. And you can't really do that here. You know, there are regular sessions through the week that I go to, you know, so Monday night in Hootie Bags. Tonight I'll probably be playing in Billy's up in Gortahork. Tomorrow, you know, Wednesday nights I usually don't have anything going on. Thursday nights in the loft up in Falkara, and Friday nights again in Hootie Bags. Yes.
I love getting back here. It's like a breath of fresh air every time, right?
In Hooties, Howard can't wait to share an idea he has for a study course that would combine teaching advanced computer programming with teaching music. Latest research shows that when someone is playing music, their brain is fully activated.
You know, if we can leverage that where people are just using their brains more completely, that means you're looking at things from both an analytical side and from an intuitive side at the same time, right? That makes you a better problem solver, which makes you a better programmer. When you've got this pool of talented musicians, you know, it's like there's something here that could be, you know, massively dynamic. You know, in problem solving, you usually have two different approaches. You know, there's analysis, where you take something and you break it down, and synthesis, where you start from the bottom and build it up, you know. And most people who aren't musicians only do one of those. All right. As a musician, you have to do both, because, you know, when you're playing a piece of music, there's the part of it where you've memorized the original notes as they were told to you, but there's the other part of it where you're creating variations. And you have to, you know, you have to expand beyond what was taught to you, right? And so those are skills, improvisational skills. Those are skills that when you bring them into other areas of problem solving, you know, that gives you a creativity that lets you find solutions that nobody else would find. There's a college campus right up here in Bunbeg, or in Gwydor. Now, I think they're actually operated out of the University of Galway, but I know several people here who can make the introduction so I can meet the staff and start proposing this to them. And so that would be the starting point. And then, you know, it's almost ideally situated, right? If we want to teach both music and programming in one place, this is the place. You know, I would like to think that it could have a life of its own so that I could walk away from it. You know, the initial program would be get some people in and hope that a few of them would be interested in staying on as instructors for the next time around and the next time around. You know, it's something that you can grow into a viable business ecosystem. You know, it's not like the crisp factory that couldn't pay for its own incoming shipments and outgoing shipments, right? So, you know, you can export software for free, right? So I think it's got, you know, much more potential for, you know, a thriving here. I mean, I want to see this community grow, you know. And I want some good programmers that I can hire.
It hasn't lost the magic, certainly not in 3 years or not in, you know, the 18 years since my first trip here. I just love the music, you know. And the fact that, you know, there'll always be familiar faces, but it won't always be exactly the same set of faces every, you know, on any given night. So the sound is always different. You know, the energy is always different. It's never the same thing twice. Yeah. You know, every morning I come downstairs and I look out the window and I see this fabulous view, and I mean that's a great way to start the day. I don't think I've ever, you know, put my finger on a specific thing, but I do know that, you know, there's been many times, for instance, when I return from a trip, or just like if I'm driving back up from some other region, and I drive along the mountain road from Letterkenny into Dunluce, and I see that view. I mean, I'm always struck by how beautiful that view is and how lucky I am to be seeing it. You know, I mean, I've made good friends here, and yeah, I feel at home here, definitely. Just a few months ago, over the summer, I was hearing there were some tourists who had dropped into Leo's and they had asked for music. And Bartley there said, "Oh, just nothing here tonight, I'm afraid, but go over to Hootiebeg's. There's this Chinese fiddle player there."
How Did I End Up Here is a Soft Irish Rain production for Highland Radio. It was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television license fee.